Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Station. Meanwhile, we had some terrific baseball this weekend. I'm not talking about a combined no-hitter or anything boring like that.
No.
We had Angels Mariners.
And he just hit Winker with the first pitch. Scott Service is calling for him to be thrown out of the game. And Winker's trying to get towards Phil Nevin. And the Angels and the benches have cleared. And Justin Upton comes in. And we have chaos. Bullpen's coming in now. Can't remember the last time we have seen one of these with the Angels and an opposing team, and it's not done. It is not done.
Just keep on going, guys. That was legit. That was
a good one.
That was a good one, which culminated with a dude chucking a box of sunflower seeds on the field,
which made no sense to me whatsoever.
No, it didn't. But he shot putted that that little carry case of sunflower seeds pretty well. It should be a new Olympic sport. Mm-hmm. But then somebody else has got to go pick that up.
That was kind of my thought
on the whole thing. But then it was a great fight. I never understand just random haymakers. But that's what baseball is, that you just overhand swing and hope you get somebody on the noggin or something. I don't know. But this one got intense and intense pretty fast. That was a good fight.
It was a really good fight. There's a couple of really good things that took place in this fight that I think we can go back and look at and say this is one of the better fights we've seen in years. Number one, you had a guy with a cast throwing a punch with the wrong hand, Anthony Rendon throwing a left-handed hook at somebody while having his right hand in the cast.
That's good.
When you got a guy in a cast out there throwing punches,
and
that's
not
really
with the cast.
Good. And not with the cast.
Smart. I'll give him points. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Good move by him. Number two, Jesse Winker left the field, gave the double bird to the crowd. That is a prime
which
move.
Which provoked
right
another fight.
You
can't do this to our fans.
Right. And then round two started. I mean, this thing went from a scrum in front of the Angels dugout, which is really good. I don't know the last time a baseball player ran that far across the field like the Mariners did.
When you get to the dugout and you have people pinned up against the dugout, you know it's good.
It's good.
It's not just a meeting of the minds at home plate.
Right.
You got almost into the dugout. Uh-huh. I mean, that's pretty quality.
It is. And then so the dust up was going on. Then it kind of simmered out a little bit. I feel bad for the umpires in this situation because there's four of them and there's like 52 players. And then that doesn't count. So there's like 60 people you got to try to separate out there. I mean, it's a melee going on. So it kind of calms down. The double bird goes up and then round two starts and they all move out like towards third base. And this thing is going again. I mean, it's a good 3 or 4 minutes where these two teams are kind of mixing it up. The double bird happens, the sunflowers happen, and then this is the second inning. So this isn't like, oh my God, this is the ninth inning and the game's over. They still got to play the rest of the game. The best story of the whole day comes from some random Mariners fan who's watching this and decides she wants to have a pizza delivered to Jesse Winker at the stadium and sends the dude a pizza. Meanwhile, all of the internet's following this pizza delivery thing. Pizza ends up getting there on time. the Grubhub driver ends up making all kinds of tips because they put his QR code and Venmo name up online. People are tipping this guy left and right. The Mariners get involved. She's getting an autographed jersey. Like, the whole thing worked out well in the end, didn't it?
Yeah. Double bird led to pizza, led to heavily tipped delivery driver.
Yes.
Baseball.
Baseball.
I mean, it had
everything. And that was
everything.
The best thing to happen to baseball this weekend.
The best thing.
The best thing, by far, the best thing. Jesse Winker getting hit by the pitch, giving the double bird, and ending up with like a big Montana Mike's pizza or something like that. And I haven't seen a total yet for this delivery driver, how much he ended up making, but he said it was like life-changing money. Of people
well,
that
yeah.
were just sending
they posted his Venmo QR or whatever, and it just went crazy. He was probably like, I was just taking this to the stadium. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even really know.
I'm not really a part of this. Probably right. didn't know any of the story until it went down.
He's going to have a press conference later, retiring from DoorDash to the tips.
Did you see? Speaking of like workers, you know, in the food service industry, did you see this guy at Burger King?
Yeah.
Did you see this story? Right. So this guy's 60 years old and works at like the Burger King at the airport in Vegas. Okay. And he just celebrated like his 27th year working at this Burger King location.
Without missing a shift.
Without missing a day, right? Without missing a day. Burger King rewarded him with a pen and a roll of Lifesavers and a tumbler cup. And so he put it online. Hey, thanks to Burger King for, you know, recognizing my 27 years. They gave me some candy and a cup. Well, people were so appalled by the fact that this is what
Burger
King.
Did
you just snort?
I did start. The story is so embarrassing. It's funny.
So they did like a GoFundMe for the guy. They've raised $130,000 for this dude. David Spade kicked in $5,000 himself for this guy. He's looking at this like this Burger King gave this guy a roll of Lifesavers. And I'm not making that up. There's a picture with the roll of Lifesavers for this guy. And they gave him a lanyard or something like that. Hadn't missed a day. And his daughter
emptied out their prize closet.
Right. And the daughter says he's been there for 27 years because his insurance and health benefits are so good. He doesn't want to leave, right? Because he's getting really, really good benefits from Burger King. And now he's getting $150,000 money from GoFundMe because Burger King was cheap and gave him a pack of light. And he wasn't even complaining about it. He's like, this is cool. Burger King gave me a bag of candy. And everybody's like, all right, enough. Come on now. 27 years. You can't get people to work for 27 minutes anymore at a Burger King. This guy's been here 27 years. And he gets a pen. I mean, my goodness. Are you kidding me? A pen?
Back to the baseball fight for a moment. This never works. And teams should just have the awareness not to do this. You can't hold the other team's guy back. You ever see that? I mean, in this particular fight, you can't have an Angel guy trying to corral a Mariners guy and hold him back. That only makes the fight go. You have to police yourselves.
Sure you do. Yeah.
Otherwise this thing's going to continue. Cause there were like a couple of times this thing looked like it was going to flare down, but then you have an Angel guy bear hugging a Mariner guy trying to, Hey, don't let's stop.
Yeah.
Or an umpire. Umpires don't really work either. Cause they're always trying to get away from the umpires, but like you have to go get your guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the fight's just going to continue.
Well, if you take another dude from another team and throw him out the way, furthers the fight. But don't touch my guy.
Yeah, you got a guy by the back of the by the back of the jersey, and you're holding, trying to hold him from getting into this thing. That ain't gonna work.
Right.
That's only gonna propel that thing. And that thing had so many rekindlings of that exchange that didn't need to happen if you just took care of your own business.
Right. Name the managers for the Angels and Mariners.
Mike Socia and Lou Piniella.
There you go. I like that.
Well done.
How good would that be if it was Socia and Piniella, though? Could you imagine those two going at it?
Yeah.
That would be really good. Yeah. I'm going to guess the Mariners manager, and I'm just guessing. I could be right on this one, I think. Is it Scott Service?
Yes.
It is Scott Service.
Yes.
The Angels manager, I don't know.
The guy after Joe Madden.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Joe Madden's bench coach.
Right. Who was that?
I don't know. No idea.
The bullpens. I just love the bullpens. They come a waddling in.
Yeah, waddling. Not running. Waddling.
Waddling.
Yeah.
With like yakety sacks playing in the background. Like, do they need us or not? Gotta go out here for this.
They don't really need us. I don't want to go all this way. This is stupid.
Oh, wait. They're actually throwing punches.
Oh, my.
All
this
right.
thing's
Waddle
continuing.
A little faster.
Yeah, they get out there. I mean, they're in the middle of it now. It's a melee going on out there. Yeah. It's a Donnybrook,
man.
That
was good. That was worth it.
Did anybody get hit with a rosin bag?
Brick killed a guy, I believe. Somebody got hit with a trident.
Could you see somebody taking the rosin bag and just whacking some guy over the head with it?
Take that.
Well, you know, because there'd be the
Big white poof.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
you
that's when they found the Pope.
You would know. You would know. Our countdown continues to football.
All right, fellas, 72 days until the kickoff of the NFL season. Question for today. Pittsburgh Steelers have never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. No Big Ben this year. Quarterback controversy. Well, quarterback battle going into training camp. Does Tomlin continue the streak this year by pulling off one of his best coaching jobs? What say you?
I think absolutely. You know where I am on Mike Tomlin. I don't care what he does. I'm following that guy into a burning building, man. He's the best. I love him, and I think they continue to have the ability to stay above 500 under Mike Tomlin. I think they were 9-8 last year, and I don't think Ben Roethlisberger was any good, right? He stunk out loud last year, and they still found a way to make it into the postseason. Mike Tomlin finished above 500 with Duck Hodges as his quarterback. He also had another guy play quarterback that wasn't Ben Roethlisberger one year, and they still finished above 500. So I am absolutely 100% betting on Mike Tomlin to finish above 500. And that's the cool thing now about the NFL with the 17 games. You're either above 500 or you're below 500. No more of this 8-8 nonsense. Tomlin and the Steelers will be above 500.
I think this is it. No, I mean, no, he did magic with Duck Hodges. That was still his most amazing coaching job ever. This one to me screams tough year.
Okay.
Tough year. And
because of the division?
I think the division's good and the quarterback's not. I mean,
okay.
I mean,
and scene.
They're going to play the rookie quarterback, right? At some point, if not to start. And I don't think it's going to go very well.
Mm-hmm.
No knock on Mike Tomlin. I think this is the year it comes to an end.
You just think it's to a point where. Yeah.
He goes 8-9.
Yeah. Okay. You just think it's to the point where the talent just isn't good enough.
Yeah.
As good as he is as a coach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as limited as Ben was.
Boy, was he limited, though. God.
I'd take that over a rookie day one. Yeah.
But Mitch Trubisky studied under Jared Allen.
Or a guy who's a failure that isn't magically healed because he sat on the bench behind a good quarterback. That whole recipe doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I think Kenny Pickett will be playing, but I don't think they're going to be winning.
Okay.
So
you think Kenny Pickett beats him out from day one, or do you think Kenny Pickett starts in like week six when they're 3-3?
Four. Week four, yeah.
Oh, week Something four. Like that, you're going early.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they'll realize like Mitch is no good.
Okay.
No good. So 72 days out from football. Okay, so there's still a chance that this coin toss thing can haunt the Bills. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Preferred 2-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I rode the roller coaster a little bit with the Bills, because some players are saying the right things. I think Gabriel Davis probably doesn't even know what happened. He's had such a big game, it didn't matter.
Does he care?
Yeah.
I had four touchdowns in one game. I'm Al Bundy. I mean, Gabe Davis.
He was the one saying, like, he wasn't going to be haunted by this, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, okay, it's out of his head. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, it's just because he had a great game.
He was fantastic. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he walked away going, I did my job, man. I don't know what you guys want.
Like, usually you hate when an athlete does that. Yeah. Like, Gabriel Davis, like, legit, yeah, can just walk, yeah, away and go, I don't know what more I was supposed to do.
And he didn't say it like that, too, which is the best, right? He didn't. But that's the feel I get from him. Like, well, did something bad happen? I don't know. I thought I had a great day.
Right.
Did we lose that? I didn't know. Maybe he's oblivious to it. Josh Allen, I like that it's lingering.
Oh, still. I mean, everywhere they go, people are asking them about it, though, too. That's the other thing.
And Patrick Mahomes carried him around a golf course, even, you know.
Yeah.
So it's still weighing on his mind that could be a game that haunts for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe forever. I hope forever.
I hope forever, too.
If they, you know, would win, then it means they'd probably overcome that one. But
you see it in professional sports a lot, whether it's an athlete or whether it's a team. If they don't get over that hump when they have the opportunity to get over that hump, they may never get over that hump again. You know, like, we've seen that a lot in professional sports. We've seen that a lot in collegiate sports. We've seen that a lot with individual players. They're this close to doing something special. They don't get over the top, and they never get back to that mountaintop again.
I'm hoping. So Allen appears on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast and says the coin toss is the haunting.
What makes you feel worse, losing the game or losing the coin toss?
The coin toss. Because I was up to that point, I think I was 9-0 throughout the season. And in our production meeting, it was jinxed. I was 0-2 that game.
Blaming CBS. I like how he did that, too. He reverted the blame to CBS. And in the production meeting, they tell him, he's 9-0.
Hey, you haven't been beaten in the coin toss this
right
year.
He lost the opening coin toss that day and then lost the overtime coin toss as well and ended up losing the game.
I like this. I like this version. I like this. Now it's in his head.
No, it's absolutely, because you know every time he goes out there for a coin toss now, what's he going to be thinking about?
Well, I wouldn't go out there for a coin toss.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. You can't go out there anymore. Yeah, he had 9 straight, lost 2 in a playoff game. Out.
None of it's on me.
Bounce. Let the offensive lineman go out there.
Let me know
it.
How it ended.
Yeah.
I'm not going out there again.
Because you know he's going to be like second guessing. Oh, my God, I can't do it anymore.
Also, I do like that the coin toss haunts him.
Yeah. Sure it does.
The only thing you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it came up short in other areas, right? They came up short. They lost the game playing it.
Right, they did.
Not just the coin toss.
Correct. They had to go out there and play the game.
But I do like the coin toss is stuck in his head.
Yeah, well,
I like that.
Because he didn't have an opportunity, Josh, to get out there and do something. Had they won the coin toss, we'd probably be hearing from Patrick Mahomes how the coin toss is something that he's not going to be able to get over. Because whatever team won the coin toss in that game in overtime, That's who was going to win that football game. Neither defense really wanted to play much more in that game, and people were just giving up touchdowns and plays like it was going out of style in that fourth quarter. Whoever won the coin toss was going to win that game, and that's why the NFL then decided, all right, fine, everybody's screaming and yelling about the coin toss yet again in overtime. Let's modify the rule, and let's say once we get into the playoffs, then each team is going to have an opportunity to possess the ball at least one time. Eventually, we got to end these games. Eventually, somebody's got to find a way to get a stop. Eventually, somebody's got to find a way to prevent the other team from getting into the end zone. But we're going to give each person an opportunity in the postseason. And I guess I can live with that. I'm not a big fan of, you know, giving somebody an opportunity in the postseason if you're not going to do it in the regular season. And I'm not a big fan of giving somebody an opportunity in the regular season. You got 60 minutes of regular time football. Go out there and win that game, or you know what? Go out there and get a stop. I mean, every time we talk about overtime, Josh, in the NFL, we forget, the collective, we forget that the other team has an opportunity to play defense and get a stop.
Wait, what?
You don't have to give up a touchdown right away.
I thought you just acquiesced to offense.
No, you can go out there and play defense and get a stop in overtime. That's okay to do.
I wasn't aware of that.
But let's, you know, let's change the rule. So they did.
But you do appreciate this from Roger Goodell about the rule change. Quote, "We always listen to the fans. That's an important thing. We're always looking to improve, and I think that's what we really drove the decision was the database ultimately and looking at the facts and what's happened when we saw the most, while we saw that most having an influence, I think, was the 12 games in the postseason that have been in overtime, seven of which were won on the first possession. When you see that, that's the type of thing I think our coaches and everyone looked at. This is an issue in the postseason we should deal with," end quote. But his first part there, we listened to the fans. And that was good.
We always listen to the fans. It's an important thing. And I came across that quote yesterday when I was, you know, looking at this comment and then figuring out the overtime rule again because it happened so long. I'm like, what exactly did they change again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody gets possession now in overtime. But then I thought about it in like a baseball perspective. Like, here's the NFL openly admitting they listen to fans. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, when do you think the last time they listened to what a fan had to say, right, about the game? Because I know the changes that they're making aren't things that fans have ever talked about, like bigger bases and pitch clocks. I don't think those are things that are weighing on baseball fans' minds. If you're Major League Baseball and you're surveying your fans right now and you're listening to your fans and you were going to change something because the fans wanted it, I can think of two things that would come into play for Major League Baseball that they haven't changed and I don't think they plan on changing. The blackout rules with TV and getting a salary cap in Major League Baseball. If they listen to their fans in Major League Baseball, like the NFL listens to the fans.
And for me, 162.
And what? But
162.
Too many.
Yeah. But I don't, they don't care.
But they don't care. No, they just don't care about that. But if Major League Baseball came out today and said beginning in 2023, the blackout rules are gone, or actually you could start that today if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Right? The blackout rules were gone, and now we have a salary cap and a salary floor in Major League Baseball, and everybody's going to be playing under the same kind of rules and the same amount of money to spend, I think fans would flock back to Major League Baseball. But they don't look at the obvious things that can make their game better and help their game get stronger again. Because I think right now baseball is a game, I don't want to say it's on life support or it's in hospice, but it's not doing well right now, right? It's meandering right now around trying to figure out where its lot in life is right now. You change those two simple things, give the product to your fans to watch on television and allow them to stream the games, and then institute a salary cap and a salary floor, fans would flock back to Major League Baseball. They're not coming back because of bigger bases and a pitch clock. The NFL listened to their fans, gave them what they wanted.
Yeah. I mean, pitch clock to a certain extent, because I think there was a push to speed up games. And that, but how they got to then that, it's an alternative, I don't know. But
I've given you the easiest way to do it. 1 minute every half inning in commercials, cut and used in game.
Done. You don't need 20 warm-up pitches or
you
whatever
don't.
Between innings.
And I've had pitchers tell me that. They're like, there's too much time in between innings.
Yeah. The time in between innings. But I think the pitch clock did come out of, to a certain extent, I think fans.
Yes and no, though. They could have you could have seen a real tangible evidence by removing 1 minute of commercial breaks every half inning. That's a 20-minute time saver right there. Are you saving 20 minutes by instituting the pitch clock? You're not.
No one's paying attention to it either.
No. I mean, do they even have it anymore? Like, I mean, who knows where it even is?
But, like, it's not it wasn't, it was, well, it was never going to be something that was going, they were going to be beholden to, like a play clock.
I think next year they're starting to have like repercussions for it.
But
like,
you know, but you know what I mean? They had the, well, if it ran out, we'd just tell people to speed
it up. Yeah, speed it up.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't any hard and fast, like, oh, flag.
Right.
You know, you lose.
Well, there really isn't that in the NFL. How many times have we seen the play clock run down?
Well, you do. You do. I mean, it is a penalty. They don't, and it's controversial if it gets to zero and then nobody throws the flag, right?
Yeah.
But you will have that. There's an actual penalty to it. For baseball, there wasn't. It was like, yeah, it's more of a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, they couldn't even get to that. No, I think baseball could use a legitimate like fan survey. Get a Survey Monkey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of those surveys you get on your phone after you do whatever, and legitimately ask their people what they would do, and then try to incorporate some
but
of
see,
it.
But see, I wouldn't survey anybody that's a season ticket holder or a diehard baseball fan. They're already in. I would go back and survey people, number one, who
that
aren't season ticket holders, who maybe have been season ticket holders, and number two, find people who aren't baseball fans, ask them why, what the game can do, or
what
some of those
do?
Ancillary fans that go to one or two games per year. The
what
diehards,
could we do
you don't
you
need
there
to...
more? What could we do to get you there more?
Yeah, the
what
diehards.
What could we do to get you to pay attention more, to watch more, to listen more, whatever.
If you're going to every game, quite frankly, you're already in. It doesn't matter what we do, right? You're going anyway. So why are we going to interview or survey the people that are already there, that are already giving their money? Let's talk to people who maybe used to be diehard fans that aren't anymore. You know, the Josh, the Bobs, the B-Dubs, the fathers of the world right now, the people like in our demographic right now that are somewhat paying attention to what's going on in baseball. How can we get you more involved in baseball? And I could say, well, you get a salary cap and get rid of the blackout rules and allow people to watch the games.
I would, and I would do halves. I mean,
oh, halves of seasons.
Yes.
Yeah. I sent you guys a
minor
story.
Minor league baseball halves of seasons, I still think are the way to draw more people in throughout the season. Gives you, if we got to do a reset right now,
oh, it'd be so much better, right? Let's go.
Like, if we got a reset right now and going, okay, we know it was kind of crappy. We get to start from scratch right now with the Royals. And you're like, there's a chance that you could claim something in the second half. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in.
I'm in, right? If you're helping on keeping 162, which it seems like they are, then give us halves to the season. Have a first half champion make the playoffs. Have a second half champion make the playoffs. And if it's the same team, then it's the same team. Who the hell cares, right? But at least let's do a hard reset after 81 games.
I've always liked that. I think.
Why do they do it in the minor leagues, but they can't do it in the majors?
Well, apparently that's been their testing ground, and never caught on to something they wanted to do. I've always liked that. You get a chance to redeem yourself. It's a long. You keep hearing it's a long season. Well.
Mm-hmm. We'll make it two shorter ones.
It's really long for those of us that aren't in it.
Right. Like, ask Royals fans how long this season has been, right?
Eternal.
How much more excitement would there be if on July 1st, everybody was 0-0 again? All right, fine. We stunk in the first half of the year. Let's figure it out in the second half of the year. You got some experience. Let's figure it out, and let's hit that reset button. I think the attitudes of the players would be better, the attitudes of the fans, the town, everybody would be better if you had an opportunity to hit a hard reset. And even for a team like, let's use the Yankees, starting to run away with things right now in their division, how good would it be to say, you get rewarded for playing that great in the first half of the season. You're in the postseason because you had a great first half of the season. Now here's the second half of the season. Maybe Tampa can do something, or the Red Sox, or the Royals, or the Cubs, or whoever. Maybe somebody catches fire, and it just keeps more fan bases alive and active. But again, that's something that the fans would want, and it doesn't seem like it's something that Major League Baseball cares to look at. That's the biggest problem with Major League Baseball. They are not looking to do unique things, as our friend Mike Tomlin pointed out. Well, if we get bigger bases, I'm sure the fans will come back.
No, I don't think so. The Chiefs will have the opportunity to change it up, but likely won't. Next.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Will they come to Kansas City?
No. Who is they?
Well, they've cleared the way for throwback helmets in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To be worn with alternate uniforms.
The Patriots and the Bucks, to name a few.
And the Patriots, people lost their minds in New England. They came out with the red jerseys again.
I didn't like them when they were out. And now that they're coming back, I'm like, oh my God, those are so good.
I do like them. I do. I've always liked them. But yeah, they look
better now than they did in the 80s, Josh. Yeah. They just do.
Yeah, they didn't look good with Tony Eason and Steve Grogan.
No. Right, they just didn't,
There was a certain ineptness about it that I did like. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Completely inept.
And that's the same with the Tampa Bay creamsicles. Yeah. When they were wearing them,
there's no success that goes with it.
And now they're bringing them back. You're like, oh my God, these are great. Same with the Eagles, Kelly Green. Didn't appreciate them enough in the 80s and 90s when they were wearing those good Kelly Green uniforms. And now I think they're bringing back the Kelly Green uniforms to the Eagles. I'm like, they look great now.
So good news if you like alternative jersey or alternative uniforms. Bad news is the Chiefs don't have any.
You don't really have any.
So I guess they can wear the Dallas Texans helmet.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all we got.
Would you mind if they wore that?
Which they haven't worn since 2009. Mm-hmm. They looked cool that time they did it.
That one time they did, yeah.
Yeah.
It looked different, but it's got a big State of Texas as the logo. That's the problem.
Which is the problem. It's got the Texas logo with the star.
Like if they just had like a belt buckle or like a guy like Big Tex from the State Fair on there.
They had the gray face mask too, which everybody seems to like.
Well, we lose our minds over that because it's the only thing that's been
nothing
different.
Ever changes.
Like it's time to do something different if you're the Chiefs. I still maintain a black matte helmet. Maybe you don't have to go retro, but why not do like remember when the Royals wore those futuristic uniforms in the year 2000 and how awful those were when Major League Baseball rolled that out? Like we're going to be playing on Mars, right? So why can't we roll out like a futuristic Chiefs helmet of matte black and keep the logo the same, obviously? Because I think the logo, the arrowhead, the interlocking KC, is just a pure logo. It is gorgeous. It is just one of the best in sports. Slap that on a black matte helmet. Are you not telling me that? Look, I'm looking at your hat right now. You got a black hat on with the Chiefs logo. It looks stellar.
Love it.
It would be so cool if they did something like that. So my question for you guys is, this is how my mind works. Would you rather have them wear that Texas helmet that the State of Texas on there, which to me is like, there couldn't have been something else. You know, we got the State of Texas on there. Would you rather have him do that or roll out a new uniform?
New uniform. I've always been in favor of a new uniform.
I am too. I think the Chiefs need it. They claim, and I found this old story from Mark Donovan talking about how it's the classic uniform and the Hunts will never change it because Lamar liked it like that.
Can get alternative jerseys. They're just not wearing them.
Yeah, but they're not wearing them. But who wants the yellow or even the black alternatives?
They're like, we sell alternatives if you want them. We're not going to wear them, but we'll sell them to you. Oh, okay.
You buy the yellow one, you look like the practice squad quarterback. And I'd never cared for the black ones that I've seen out there. And I'm all about adding black into the uniforms. I think it would look great. But I still think the easiest way to subtly make a change with the Chiefs uniforms, to give us something new and fresh, take out the yellow.
Yes.
Just take out the yellow and just go red and white. What purpose does the yellow truly serve in the Chiefs uniform? There's not a lot of it in there. But if you just take out the yellow, picture in your mind the uniform without the yellow. Looks pretty damn cool, in my opinion. And that way, you're not upsetting Lamar. You're not upsetting really the Hunt family. But you're doing something a little bit different that could get your fans excited and to get some more jerseys being sold. Now, they're selling plenty of jerseys. Believe me, with 15 on the back, plenty of Merrifield Chiefs jerseys are being sold. So you've got to look around and say, what else could we potentially do if we want to change things up? There's no retro to go back to, and they're not getting rid of the red, right? So just remove the yellow. Make it a subtle change. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I like this quote from, it's about 4 years ago now, from Mark Donovan about this. It says that you get into the Thursday night color debate and you're going to get strong opinions from a lot of different views on that.
Yes, that's true. See, I wish they would go all yellow for the color rush.
The Thursday color rush was just white. I mean, it wasn't like there wasn't even a color rush for the Chiefs. It's like
they did red on red one year.
Red on red and white. That's not even a change. It's just switching pants. You know what I mean? Like, there's no big deal. And then he says, I actually like what you've done with the Thursday night games. I like the all white look. I like the all red. We've done some subtle things with socks to create our own take on it. I like that.
Yes, some subtle things with
that's
socks.
It. That's
Did
all they
notice?
Can give you. No, that's all they can give you. They change their socks. Just give us something.
What would you want on the text line at, what's the number? 913-586-7610. On the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. What would you want? Like, take the uniform right now. Take the yellow out. Give me a black matte helmet. Good night.
As an alternate, not all the time.
No. Yeah. As an alternate, yeah. How cool would that look in a night game? No yellow and black matte helmets under the lights at Arrowhead. Oh, God, that would be so good.
I would also tone down the red, but that's just me. I don't.
What, yeah,
well,
I was
make
thinking,
it a real red.
What would you do, though, with the red? Because would you go, like, with a matte red? Would you go with a lighter? Like, how? Explain it to me. Because I was thinking about that yesterday.
The red's
as well,
too bright.
Okay,
it's so too tomatoey.
Yes.
But then what do you get? Then you get
more
of a
brick,
but
less tomato.
Okay, brick. Okay. Okay.
A little more crimson.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
More brick, less tomato.
Because I was thinking if you change the red, then you're talking like maybe maroon. And you know, nobody wants maroon. Then you look like Texas A&M and you got to go giggle.
No, that's, I don't even consider that one red. I mean, I don't know. The red's just always been too much for me.
Yeah, too bright.
Yeah.
Too bright. Like dull it down a little bit.
I don't know if brick's the right color. Maybe it is crimson, as you're saying.
Even the
crimsons are still, that's still red, you know? I don't know. I've always found the red was too shiny.
I do like this from the 817. Replace the yellow with black and do Fesco's black helmet idea. I could live with that, too. I'm looking at that right now as a black stripe, black around the numbers. Ooh, you may be onto something. That could be good.
Just something that's a true alternate.
Yeah.
We don't have a true alternate.
Right.
Don't give me alternate is we swap the pants.
Right. Or we put gray face masks on.
The gray face. Remember when we went crazy that time they put the gray face mask on? Oh, my God, they're wearing gray. Really? I didn't.
And we lost our minds.
Yeah. Everybody lost their minds. They're like, oh, my gosh, because it was the subtlest change because they don't ever change anything.
Yeah. Somebody says the Chiefs uniform without the yellow is the 49ers uniform. Not even close.
I don't really notice the yellow, but if you took it out, I also wouldn't notice it.
Look at the uniform right now.
I know, I do, but it never stands out to me as like there's a lot of yellow there. I see white and red. I think yellow is just a little accent. Mm-hmm. But if you took it out, it wouldn't bother me either.
Wouldn't bother you.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I would remove the yellow. I like the dude who texted in. Remove the yellow, put black in place. That could look nice. Hey, Nike's got a lot of designers.
Now I will say, every time you see a mocked-up jersey on like social media, I never like those.
I never like them. I know.
I never like those either. So there is something to be said for having a traditional look, Because I see the mock-ups and I go, nah, no.
Like, you can have your traditional look, but, like, let's take some of these traditional teams. The Giants have really reinvented their uniforms over the years, and they're a traditional team. Now they've gone back to the old school, you know, uniforms that they had in the 50s and 60s with the NY, you know, on the helmet. The Jets have radically changed their uniforms over the years. I still think they should go back to the Jets on the side of the helmet like they had in the 80s. I always loved those. I thought those were fantastic. The only way you can radically change your jersey, though, is to go with a completely different color like Tampa did, where they got rid of the creamsicle and they moved in the pewter color, right? And they changed their whole color scheme. I don't think anybody really wants that. The red is awesome when you're looking on Sunday night TV and the whole stadium's red. That's really cool, right? You don't want to switch now. All of a sudden, you're green or something like that, right? You don't want to do a whole color swap, but that may be the only true way that you get an alternate or something different is to totally revamp your color scheme. And that's just time consuming and costly, and whatever you do, people aren't going to like it anyway, right?
True. That's the thing. You're probably going to make more people angry.
Yeah. I mean, or you could do what Sporting KC did, just a total rebrand.
I mean, you can't do that either.
But no, you can't do that. You're 60 years down the line on this one.
Because, I mean, some of the mock-ups have been great. There was one, I remember, it looked like Iowa State. You know, you're like, okay, no.
See, I don't like or that
there,
red.
Yeah, or there's another one that was closer to USC. I'm like, no. So the hard part is that I've seen enough of these mock-ups to say I don't like those either.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't want the state of Texas on my football team.
See, that's where I am. Like, if that's all we can get, then I'm like, I guess. But, I mean, this is a team that plays in Missouri and has for 60 years.
They produced the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that's fair. Well, that's done. Cool. All right, conversation over. What's the next topic?
What do you want? And Whataburger.
What do you want? I mean, they did do some good for us, you know?
Case closed.
Why is damn the state of Texas on that helmet? Well, because Mahomes was born there. So now it's...
I'm just trying to spin it somehow.
Come on, man.
Somehow that worked for all of this. I don't know. My July 1st conspiracy date with Deshaun Watson is very much in play. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. Royals insider Josh Vernier joins the show every Monday at 8:30 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
You can continue to weigh in at 913-586-7610. If you were to create a Chiefs alternate uniform, what would it be? Quite a few people like just actually flipping yours, Bob, and embracing the yellow.
Embrace the yellow.
I'll
have some of the yellow.
Which might be different. You'll shock the system a little bit. They come rolling out there in all yellow with like a red helmet or something.
They should just
on a prime time game
and
just everybody just freak out.
What would people
be great.
Would people lose their minds if they came out in all yellow?
Yeah.
How about this one I just sent you guys from my friend Ralphie Dean, the Love Machine, as he likes to go by. A white Chiefs helmet, red face mask with the Arrowhead logo on the side. B-Dub and I are like, wow, that looks really good. Josh is like, I don't think so.
I never like any of the alternates. You present them to me and I'm like, eh.
This white helmet looks really cool.
I love it with the red face mask.
The red face mask. Now, how would you combo that? Would you go all red or would you go all white or would you do a combination? What would you do with that?
I'd do the white helmet with the red jersey, the white pants, red socks. I think it'd be dope.
That one's too Arizona Cardinal for me.
Go through that again.
The white helmet.
Yeah.
The red jersey.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The white pants.
White pants.
Red socks.
Why wouldn't you go all red? Red on red.
They don't play well in red on red.
Okay.
As much as I love the red on red, because Kling knows I'm a great, I love red. I've been pining for his Kansas Jayhawks to wear red all the time. But they suck in red on red.
Okay.
What is the record, you know? Or you just believe it's believe it's such.
He probably believes it, and then you look at it like 17-0.
Because whenever I hear that, I go, oh, okay.
Red is my favorite,
never
though.
Never fact-check that. You know, I don't even know maybe somebody keeps track of that, but I go, well, I don't play well in those.
No, know somebody's tracking that. Yeah. Some PR guy's got that information. Is Brad G working?
Maybe.
So you got an intern now?
Maybe
that
they would have that.
That.
I don't know.
I'm sure they have what the record is with red on red. They should be calling us and letting us know, because they've got that information right at the tip of their tongue, right? I mean, you know, somebody goes up to somebody in the front office.
But I don't know if this is just B-Dub's perception or if it's actually true.
Right. Because that's my favorite combo.
Because whenever you
red.
You could just say it and go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. You wouldn't want to do it because they don't play well in those. Yeah. And then, Actually, they're 7-3.
Yeah,
they're
really good.
They're
not that
bad. They're fine.
UW said they suck,
and they played two really good teams. Yeah. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So from the text line, you had mentioned keeping the Texas state on the hat, the state of Texas on the helmet, because they were born there, and so was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested use the Dallas Texans helmet, but move the star to where Tyler Texas. The problem is it's not that far from Dallas.
Yeah. How would
like
you know?
Be moving it like half a millimeter? It looked the same.
Why don't you just pretend that's there now?
Why don't you just replace the KC with just Mahomes on the side of the helmet?
Sure. Sure. It's some kind of script.
Yeah, like Patrick's script autograph letters on the side of the helmet. I think people would like that. Yeah. You know, I think it'd be a lot of fun to see something like that.
Chiefs are 6-5 all time wearing red-on-red uniforms since they debuted in 2013. That was as of October 2021. So, yeah, five losses in the red-on-red.
My wife suggests black helmet, all red, black stitching down the pants, black and red socks, black around the numbers.
I love that.
I think that sounds pretty good,
too. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I think that does sound pretty good. All matte gray uniforms with black and red helmet and black and red details on the gray uniform. I kind of like
gray.
The gray
might work.
I like that.
I could
like gray.
What's the thing you put on before you put paint on?
Primer.
Primer.
Kind of like the gray of my water
bottle. A primer gray.
Mm-hmm.
Would have some possibilities to it.
Oh, Kling's in on primer gray.
Yeah, maybe.
You're in on primer gray. Yeah. All right.
Somebody mock that up so Kling can see it.
Yeah, if somebody could mock up a gray Chiefs uniform and send it to us on Twitter.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
It wouldn't ruffle as many feathers, I don't think, because
it's different.
Subtle.
It's
subtle.
Well,
subtle
it wouldn't
enough.
Be subtle.
Well,
though.
I mean, it's but rather I see than what you're a saying.
Right.
Bright yellow or
right.
whatever, you know.
Yeah, all of a sudden you got matte gray with red helmets or black helmets.
Yeah.
I kind of like the matte gray with a black and red helmet. That's a winner right there from the text line. I do like that. I do like the white helmet. I do like the white helmet. I do like the matte black. There's a lot of different ways you could go now. Now that we're all talking about it, get kind of the creative juice. This is why you have think tanks.
Exactly.
This is what Major League Baseball
needs
to do.
We're flushing
it
out here. Uh-huh. We're getting this together.
This
we're
is
helping you.
Solving stuff.
This is what Major League Baseball needs to do. They need to sit down and just talk to people. Have a think tank. What do you think would work well? I think a split season would be very good. I think bigger, whatever the case may be. We just worked out an
issue.
They
never found anybody that said bigger bases.
Not one person. Not one fan doesn't even know how big a base is.
Yeah.
Let alone we need bigger ones. Well, bigger bases is going to solve the game. All right, let's go to lunch, Tim.
Like cartoony?
You buying today?
Like cartoony bigger bases? Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, great. Got it down.
And we're actually put them in the right spots now.
We got it down. It feels like somebody they hired came up with that one, like a consultant came up with that one. Not a real person.
Not a real person,
A person they hired.
Some 25-year-old right out of college. Yes. Well, I think the bases are too small. I can't see them on TV. No. Okay, let's make them bigger. Here's a good one. NFL needs the City Connect jerseys. Hey, Nike's involved in both.
They are
working in baseball, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen one City Connect jersey where the city doesn't like the City Connect jersey? Like, we can sit from the outside and go, oh, that looks terrible.
I like mocking other cities. I don't know. I haven't really paying attention to whether or not they like them.
But I haven't heard, like, one, like, another, like the Boston one.
Gimme La Russa in those pinstripes.
Southside.
The Southside ones every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
With his shoe polish hair flowing in the wind.
Yeah, he really did.
Just give me those. Just don't make it stop. But no, I haven't monitored whether fan bases seemingly they've liked them. I don't know.
Like the Rockies rolled out like the Mr. Green Jeans garbage man look that they had, right? And I'm like, oh God. But the people in Colorado are like, oh my God, they're awesome. It looks like the license plate. It involves this, that, and the other thing. Just kind of like we did with the Royals uniforms. You probably looked at them from outside and went, what is all that about? And then you hear the story behind it and you're like, all right, I'm in. So I feel like the City Connect jerseys have done a really good job of connecting with the city, which is what you wanted them to do, right? Like Boston was the first one that came out. They had yellow and blue. You're like, what is that? Then you realize, oh my God, that's the color for the marathon. Everything up there is yellow and blue involving the marathon. Perfect. Looks great, right? But when you look at them on the surface, you're like, oh, I don't understand what that's all about, right? But you do once you hear the backstory. So I think the City Connect jerseys have really worked. I think the City Connect jerseys for the NFL could be a fun thing.
But,
another good suggestion.
Maybe the Chiefs do it. Do the powder blues right, like you've been asking the Royals. Like the Royals won't do it, so the Chiefs will. And they'll wear pants and tops.
I like that.
Really, really, really get you.
Could you imagine the Chiefs in powder blue and then the royal blue helmet as their helmet?
Maybe like the City Connect blue helmet.
I was just thinking like the normal royal blue, but I could go with the city.
Yeah. Whatever we're calling the City Connect dark blue.
Yeah.
You know, vibe to it. And they do it that way.
Oh my God. What would What would you do if the Chiefs ran out with powder blue tops and pants?
Go out and buy it immediately.
Yes,
pants,
right,
included.
Yeah.
Pants included.
Helmet. The whole
your Halloween costume.
I'm producing the show head to toe. Powder blue. Let's
how
roll.
Probably cool would pads. That be, though? That would be epically awesome if the Chiefs go, you know what? F it. We're going to roll out one of our games powder blue, baby. Mm. Powder blue jerseys, powder blue, you know, pants, white numbers.
You Ooh. Want something different? Here you go.
That would be cool. I like that idea. I like the City Connect. Now we're starting to think more. See, a good think tank on a Monday. Mm. We're solving the issues.
Sure.
That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.